Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
So they're still keeping the Russiagate hoax alive, or at least they're trying to, the Democrats. The pipe bomber arrested in D.C. Did they get the guy? What do you think? Still a lot of questions around this, in my opinion. And, of course, reacting to the Democrats and their defense now of narco-terrorists. It's amazing times we live in. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Appreciate you being here. This is our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. We're going to be live there on December 19th for our next live show. And now is the time for you to get your winter getaway package, because they've got lots of different packages available and also a wonderful New Year's Eve dinner celebration. So just go to GrandHotelCapeMay.com. I want to mention, you know, next Friday, a week from tomorrow, we are going to be live at the Andy Chan Holiday Block Party at Kraft Hall, which is located at 901 North Delaware Avenue in Philly. It is a ticketed event, and every dollar raised will go directly towards supporting the families of law enforcement and their families. And so we're going to be honoring, of course, the family of Andy Chan. An officer, Highway Patrolman Andy Chan. But we're also going to be raising money that day for all the families of law enforcement. And we're going to have a lot of great guests and a lot of great surprises for you that day. But you do have to get tickets, and tickets will sell out. So there's going to be a very high turnout. And what you want to do is you want to go to the Children's Behind the Badge Foundation. Let's see if we can put a link up too on our YouTube chat as well, so people can do that. Let me text that to you guys so we can do that. And join us for that. It'll be a live show. It'll be a lot of fun. And then what we're also going to have in addition to that is I'll be there. Matt's going to be there. Justin will be there. I think Greg, Dawn, and Nick are going to stop by. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And I know that Mark O'Connor's working on some great guests for us as well for that show. So it'll be a very special celebration. Andy Chan was an incredible guy. And I got to meet him in person in studio years ago. He talked about why he wanted to become a police officer. Very inspiring, really, truly very inspiring, his comments that day. We used to do this program called Salute the Shield, and we would bring in different cops, and John Hoyt, Captain John Hoyt, Steve Weiler, Steve now owns the Bridesburg Pub. See, I remembered it this time. They would bring these guys in and these gals in, and we would meet them, and we'd talk to them about what it's like to be a cop in Philadelphia. And it was a great program to raise money for the FOP Lodge 5 Survivors Fund. And in the course of that, it would be a 20-30 minute segment, talk to the cops, get to know them, talk why they became a cop. It was a little bit after that that Andy Chan had his terrible accident. He was on his motorcycle and was hit by a van, catastrophic brain injury, and then, of course, he passed away earlier this week. Very sad. Very, very, very sad loss. Young guy, young kids, just a real heartbreaking story. But I wanted to play the clip for you. in the video too from back then. We were in our old studio back then, and he talked about why he wanted to become a police officer, what motivated him. So take a listen.
My name is Andy Chan. I've been a Philadelphia police officer for 22 plus years and I'm assigned to Highway Patrol. It started when I was little. My father and mom used to own a Chinese restaurant now, Teffin Race. A lot of police officers used to go to my restaurant and get food when I was a kid. And every time they go in, they always talk to my father and always told my father all these exciting stories. And he started being really friendly. I kind of look up to police officers. And I said to my one day, I said, you know what, I want to become one of those police officers. And, I mean, always friendly, always happy. And I decided, you know, since then I had a passion for becoming a police officer. There's a lot of stuff that I love, being a cop, especially helping people out. And it's a little cliche, every police officer is that we're helping people, but it's the best thing. You're out there in the community, you're out there with the people every day, and you see and do things that no one else sees. And it's just happy when you're helping strangers out and they look at you with a smile. And that's the best thing, that being a police officer. Just looking at them, and that's the best reward you get. Being a police officer over 22 years is the best job you could ever do. You're sitting, it's like a circus, like the old thing. You're sitting in a circus, front line of circus, and it's the greatest show on earth. And you see things, you do things that you can't never ever believe. And your eyes are proof. And it's the best job. If you love working with people, you love doing good things for people, this is the best job you could do. This is the best. Philadelphia Police Officer Andy Chan, and this is how I make an impact.
It's great. Really powerful stuff. So if you want to join us next Friday for that, please do so. Get your tickets with the Children's Behind the Badge, Families Behind the Badge, Children's Foundation. We did post a link in our YouTube chat. We'll post a link on social media as well. It'll be a great event, and it'll go towards a very, very good cause. It's from 4 to 9 p.m. next Friday, Delaware Avenue. And I've been talking with Mark O'Connor about some of the guests that he's got lined up. He's got great ideas. And so we'll have a lot of fun. It'll be a great day. All right. Now, the big story today, obviously, is the arrest of the pipe bomber January 6th. Pipe bomber January 5th, he actually placed the bombs. And as I mentioned, I have a lot of questions around that. I'll come back to that in just a second. But first, I want to mention this. There's a very big peace deal that was announced today. It's funny, right? Because we're talking about this idea of, and you know what else too? I got to mention, this is kind of a local story, but I think it's worth talking about. Sorry, today's been a crazy busy day today. But in South Jersey, it's pretty fascinating. David Wildstein reported this story out today. He's the guy that does the NJ Globe. So a Gloucester County Democrat faces a theft charge after allegedly taking documents from a printer. It's pretty interesting. So her name is Michelle Corvell. She sought to be running for Gloucester Democrat chair. And she faces a charge of theft after allegedly stealing documents that belong to a Republican County commissioner from a community printer. And she took these documents off the printer. But what's interesting is that she was a former top aide to Senate President Steve Sweeney, and who is now essentially the acting Gloucester County administrator. And she's facing criminal charges for allegedly stealing a Republican document from a printer. And I checked with my sources to get a little more information. And apparently some people covered up killing two dogs. One was county owned and got away with it. And that's what this was all about. So just a little tidbit, a little local story for you about Democrats with their wonderful ethics. On the national level, though, Democrats are back to doing the old Russia, Russia, Russia hoax, the Russia collusion hoax. Rachel Maddow talking to Stephen Colbert about this. So I'm amazed that they are still going there. But then again, nothing surprises me. It's the lack of originality, the lack of creativity. These people have no original ideas left in their head. I mean, something else at this point. Aren't people tired of this? I'm tired of this. I'm tired of the R word, the other R word, Russia. Very tired of it. It's enough already. But nevertheless, this is what they're doing. They're still going with this. So cut 18.
It just feels like the whole Putin and Trump thing that was so weird for all those years, yeah, which a lot of us reported on a lot at the time and got a lot of hassle for it. I'm just saying, it kind of seems like that's now paid off with the Kremlin actually running U.S. foreign policy through the president's doofus golf friend. And it's hilarious, except for the How? Fact that we're now years into this deadly war in Ukraine, where they used to think we were their ally and we were helping them stand up against this tyranny. And now we apparently have been captured by the Kremlin and work for Vladimir Putin.
Some European allies have stopped giving us Ukraine intelligence as well, because they're afraid that we're going to give it to Russia.
It goes right to Russia. I mean, literally, they wrote the plan for what they want Ukraine to do. And the White House put it on its letterhead and said, here it is. You better do it. And, you know, Russia is a podunk country. They're a huge landmass, largest physical country in the world. They've got an economy like the size of Italy, right? They've got a kleptocratic, sclerotic government run by a guy who's never going to leave until he dies. The idea that we work for him, that we work for them, is so humiliating.
All right, let's jump in here for a second. First of all, it's hard to imagine why his show's getting canceled. That's supposed to be a late-night comedy show. That's number one. That's the first observation. It's hard to imagine how that show could be going off the air this coming spring. I know. We're all shocked by that. Number two, how is Russia running our foreign policy? And then she goes, well, we used to stand with them. We used to give them hundreds of billions of dollars is what we did. And all it did was just lead to more killing. And you're also not facing the fact that Ukraine is the second most corrupt country in the world behind Russia. The president's trying to end this war. It's not easy to end this war. What else is the guy supposed to do, out of curiosity? He's told other countries not to buy their oil. You don't mention that. He's leaning on China to stop buying Russian oil, leaning on all these countries to say, stop it. He's publicly said to NATO, stop buying Russian oil and natural gas. He's doing everything. It was Biden's stupid policy that said, we're not going to export liquid natural gas, or Biden's auto pen policy that said, we won't export liquid natural gas, that helped fuel Vladimir Putin's economy, because Europe had to buy more from him instead of buying from us. And European leaders were buying Putin's oil and natural gas, and they were spending more money on that than they were giving to the war in Ukraine. So give me a break, Matt Al, with your freaking nonsense, because if your green ways had their way, Vladimir Putin would be an even more powerful and an even more rich guy in the world. Because while other countries are getting rid of oil and natural gas, like Germany, for example, they then have to turn to Russia and put money in his pocket. France, same thing. So stop, all right? Stop. The only thing that saved France was their nuclear power. That was it. Otherwise, they would have been in the same boat as Germany. And all these countries made Vladimir Putin a very, very rich man. This president is trying to stop that so that Russia comes to the table and makes a deal. What else is he supposed to do? What do you want? World War III? We should just, invade Russia? Is that what you want? No, the thing is, they don't have an actual solution. They don't have a solution. We could do one of two things. We could just keep giving hundreds of billions of dollars a year to Ukraine, which would make people like Rachel Maddow very, very happy, I guess, which all that does is just lead to more death and more killing. Or we could just invade Russia and help Ukraine and topple Putin. So then what? The corrupt democracy of Ukraine, where the guy who's in charge of that country, Zelensky, who has never stood for election because of the war, that guy's going to what? He's going to be a model of democracy throughout the world. He's just, some of his top people were just busted for corruption. Just last week, more corruption coming out of Ukraine, more people being exposed for the corruption in that country. What is the president supposed to do exactly, other than try to cut off the means by which Vladimir Putin gets rich and richer and more powerful, which lefty ideals and lefty world leaders helped enable by buying all of his resources? And the president's trying very hard to bring peace throughout the world. That's what he wants his legacy to be. He said it the other day at the cabinet meeting. I don't know if anyone caught this or not, but he did say somebody in this room may become president. Maybe a couple people might be running for it. It won't be me. He said that. It won't be me. He made that point again very clear. He said maybe a couple people around this table might even be teaming up to run for president. So he's made it clear again, he's not running for a third term. So then the question becomes, what does he want his legacy to be? And the real legacy that he wants is, he wants to be the legacy of the guy who is the peacemaker, That's what he wants. Every president wants to be, well, what do they want to be remembered for? He wants to be remembered for making America great again and for bringing the peace deals around the world. And, you know, I'll tell you, I've seen some of the online chatter, and some of the people within MAGA are not happy. They feel like he spends too much time focusing on foreign affairs and foreign issues. But I'm happy that there's peace coming throughout the world. I think it's great. And his whole doctrine is peace through economic strength. You, instead of killing each other, make money together and everybody wins. And it's good. And it's a very good thing. So today he had a peace signing between Rwanda and the Democratic Republic of Congo. Now, not many people can point these countries on a map, let alone understood the geopolitical ramifications of this, but they're huge. Now, we know this because our friend Dr. Victoria Coates came on the show several months ago and explained it to us and broke it down and how it's bigger than just these two countries. It also has to do with weakening Iran and China. And Russia, by the way, because Russia is in alliance with Iran and China. So while it may seem like, oh, great, he's bringing peace to a couple of nations in Africa, who really cares? No, it matters. It matters. There's a pipeline here. And he's not dumb. It's not just simply about a vanity project for him and his legacy. It's also about the fact that by stabilizing these countries and stabilizing these economies, you're also going to be able to help weaken the effect that Iran and China and Russia have on the world. And that's also a very positive thing for peace. But I don't know what we're supposed to do about Russia and Ukraine other than keep trying to broker a peace deal, keep trying to bring these people to the table and to try to take away Vladimir Putin's ability to keep making money. And then, you know, maybe the guy will be taken out in some sort of a coup. Beyond that, it's World War III. That's the only other option you got, World War III. And it's also interesting, too, because, you know, Joe Biden, all those years when he talked about sending over tanks and planes and all these other things, Joe Biden kept saying, well, you know what? If we do that, that's World War III. Yet he would do it anyway. We send tanks, it's World War III, does it anyway. We send planes, it's World War III, does it anyway. And we start sending them missiles that we weren't going to send them. And it was all about the military-industrial complex. Did that bring the war to an end? No, not even close. There was no way that war was going to end. If the status quo had continued and Kamala Harris had won or Nikki Haley had won, we would just be writing checks to Ukraine. They would still be fighting. There'd be no prospect of peace whatsoever. And it would just still be going on. That's the reality. That's the truth. I don't know what more he's supposed to do. But here's the president today speaking at this historic peace signing. This is cut number 5. Take a listen.
So this is a special occasion for a lot of reasons. But number one is it's our first occasion in this building using it for peace. And it's all about peace. And it's a great honor. And Marco, you've done a fantastic job in getting it ready. But it's a spectacular building, and we all appreciate it. And very importantly, we're settling a war that's been going on for decades with millions and millions of people killed. And these two gentlemen spent a lot of time backstage talking to each other and over at the Oval Office. We were at the Oval Office together. It was beautiful. And I think it's just a very important day.
You know, and Dr. Coates was on Fox and Friends this morning, actually talking to Brian Kilmeade about this, too. And what she was saying this morning was essentially this. Now, the Trump administration is using every tool at its disposal to negotiate peace in the Russia-Ukraine war. But Europe still is not doing enough to maximize pressure on Putin. It has to quit purchasing Russian gas and raise its defense spending up to 5% GDP. So, or that was yesterday on Fox and Friends, she said that. So, I don't know what else to tell you other than the fact that that is the reality of the international situation that we're looking at right now. She's traveling right now, Matt, right? And you say that yesterday was our chance to have her on?
Yeah, I think she's traveling either today or tomorrow. I know she's always on the move.
Okay. Well, good for her. I'm glad, but we'll get her on next week for sure. No doubt about that. And the president gave her a big shout out last night, too, as well. So, but yeah, she was on Fox and Friends yesterday on set talking about Ukraine and Venezuela and all the other things in the world. So that's great. Now she's got another leg up on me. So that's what I thought we were tied because I had the van back in my driveway last Friday and she finds another way to one-up me. Son of a... The Wicked Witch of the West. Anyway. Sorry, don't tell her that.
We love Victoria Coates.
No, we do, actually. She's one of my favorite people in the world. And her husband's great, too. The president, what's that?
Oh, no, I was going to say, she was very popular yesterday. I was texting back and forth with her. I think she had like 10 interviews yesterday.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That's great. Good for her. I mean, that's fantastic. I think it's great. The president said for more than 30 years, one of the worst conflicts on earth has been raging in eastern Congo. Cut six.
For more than 30 years, one of the worst conflicts on earth has been raging in eastern Congo. Millions and millions of people have been tragically killed, went on forever, and countless more have been displaced from their homes. Families have been destroyed. It's been a disaster. Many administrations have tried, but probably not too hard, knowing who preceded me. But they tried. It says they've tried. But we tried harder to end this conflict. But they've accomplished, obviously, they accomplished very little because the killing went on at levels that just got worse and worse. And today we're succeeding where so many others have failed. And this has become the eighth war that we've ended in less than 1 year. Such an exciting thing to do. This has been a really, because we're talking about 30 years of fighting, 30 years, much more than 10 million lives.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, you should also know that some breaking news that came out of today, the ad rolls I mentioned to you telling lawmakers. And here's the big takeaway from that. There was no kill them all order during the Venezuela strikes. So the admiral today telling Congress, Mitch Bradley, the Secretary of War, did not instruct forces to eliminate the survivors of the September 2nd operation. That's what happened today. Admiral Mitch Bradley confirming to lawmakers that Secretary of War Pete Hegseth did not order all survivors of counter-narcotic strikes to be killed, even as they had mixed opinions on whether the so-called double-tap strike was justified. This is from Fox News. An initial Washington Post report had claimed that Hegseth ordered those in charge of the counter-narcotic strikes to kill them all, leading Bradley to interpret this as orders to kill remaining survivors. The admiral confirmed that there had not been a kill them all order and that there was not an order to grant no quarter, said Representative Jim Himes of Connecticut, a top Democrat on the Intelligence Committee, who told reporters after a briefing with the admiral. Admiral Bradley was very clear that he was given no such order, not to give no quarter or to kill them all, said Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman Tom Cotton. And Still, Heim said the video was shocking. The two survivors were shipwrecked sailors. He said, what I saw in that room is one of the most troublesome things I've seen in my time in public service. You have two individuals in clear distress without any means of locomotion with a destroyed vessel who were killed by the United States. Now, there's a whole set of contextual items that the admiral explained. Yes, they were carrying drugs. They were not in the position to continue their mission in any way, he said. Democrats and Republicans seem to have strikingly different impressions of the video they've been shown of the strikes. Tom Cotton said the video of the strikes show the survivors trying to flip their boat back over and continue their mission. Senator Chris Coons of Delaware, ranking member of the Defense Appropriations Subcommittee, said, I think it'd be hard to watch the series of videos and not be troubled by it. Senator Jack Reed of Rhode Island, top Democrat on the Armed Services Committee, said, I'm deeply disturbed by what I saw this morning. The Department of Defense has no choice but to release the complete unedited footage of the September 2nd strike. Representative Rick Crawford of Arkansas, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, appeared to take aim at Democrats for claiming that they were troubled by the video by saying, quote, those who appear troubled by videos of military strikes on designated terrorists have clearly never seen the Obama-ordered strikes, or for that matter, those of any other administration over recent decades. I am deeply concerned by the public statements made by others that seek to ignore the realities of targeting terrorists to score political points. I call upon them to remember their own silence as our forces conducted identical strikes for years, killing terrorists and destroying military objectives the same as this strike, and ask themselves why they would seek to attack our forces today. I played it earlier, but I want to replay for you the clip of Joe Biden from 1989. This was found by Maze on Twitter, found this, and it's amazing how these people find this stuff. I mean, the internet lives forever, as they say. Here was Joe Biden, 1989, as a senator. Take a listen. Cut 12.
Every president for the past two decades, Democrat and Republican alike, has declared war on drugs. And each of them has lost that war and lost it miserably. They lost because they attempted to deal with only part of the drug problem. They lost because their initiatives were pulled apart by bureaucratic squabbling among their advisors. They lost because they always did too little and they did it too late. We don't oppose the president's plan. All we want to do is strengthen it. We don't doubt his resolve. All we want to do is stiffen it. The trouble is that the president's proposals are not big enough to deal with the problem. We think we should do more to stem the flow of drugs across our borders, and we think we should go one step further. Let's go after the drug lords where they live, with an international strike force. There must be no safe haven for these narco-terrorists, and they must know it. We have to lock up the dealers for a long, long time. And we have to attack the source from which the drugs come. And we have to do that not a piece at a time, but all at once. And we have to do it now. And there's not any reason why we can't do that. We have the power, we have the money, and we have the knowledge.
Now, this whole, like I said to you before earlier in the show, this whole thing with this boat strike stinks to high heaven of a setup. And that is, you go back to that video of the Democrat lawmakers saying to the military, you don't have to follow an illegal order. You don't have to follow an illegal order. And they couldn't give an example of one because they were waiting for this to come out. They were waiting for this to come out so that they can make the argument that the second strike on the boat was an illegal order because it was killing survivors. Tom Cotton said there is another example where survivors actually were shipwrecked and distressed and not trying to continue on their mission, and they were treated as they should be, as non-combatants. They were picked up by U.S. forces. It's just an example of how, of course, our military always obeys the laws of war. Our military also acts with an appropriation, lawful authority to target these narco-terrorists. The term Joe Biden used in that 1989 video. In another October 16 strike that killed two survivors were captured and sent back to Colombia and Mexico. In a series of four strikes on October 27th that killed 14, one survivor was left for retrieval by the Mexican Coast Guard. Cotton said the protocol for handling survivors remains the same since the strikes began in early September. After reporting that a September 2nd strike on alleged narco-terrorists had left two survivors who were killed in a follow-up strike, lawmakers and legal analysts expressed concern The top military brass had violated the Pentagon's Law of War Manual, which deems attacking persons rendered helpless due to wounds, sickness, or shipwreck is explicitly prohibited and described as dishonorable and inhumane. Shipwreck individuals are protected unless they resume hostile action or otherwise regain the capacity to pose an immediate threat. Hegseth had said he viewed the initial strike in real time, but was not present to view the second strike. He said he had no involvement in the decision to call for a second strike, but stands by Admiral Bradley's decision. Bradley is now locked in a whirlwind day of meetings on Capitol Hill to explain his decision. He's given separate briefings to top lawmakers on the House and the Senate Intelligence Committees, House and Senate Armed Services Committees, and top members of the Defense Appropriations Subcommittees. It's why I keep saying to you that they should have a formal resolution by Congress, a formal declaration here. This way, you can clearly then use the war on terror as your example for this and say, well, look, you know, then, because right now it's murky whether or not this is actually war or should be a law enforcement issue. And that's where the murkiness of this is the problem. None of these people had any problems when Obama was blowing up terrorists, blowing up weddings, killing innocent civilians. None of them did. And the drone strikes, even drone strikes killing American citizens, there was no pushback. There was no blowback. There was never any of that. It was just understood it was the war on terror, and that's the way it was. Plus, Obama was a Democrat, so he could get away with anything he wanted. But what I'm telling you that this is going to continue until you get into a situation where it's very clear that a real mistake was made, because mistakes happen, mistakes get made. And then when that occurs, you better have I think the congressional authorization for the protection and covering of everybody in that situation. All right. So gender doctors admit that they're just winging it. They have no idea what they're doing when it comes to mutilating children and giving them drugs. Lawmakers are asking Pam Bondi for an update on the Epstein files as the deadline nears. And of course, they arrested today the guy who's alleged to have left those pipe bombs on January 5th, the night before January 6th, the high holy day of the left. All right. And it turns out, in one of the greatest, ironic things ever, climate change may have spared America from hurricanes. Scientific and media bias promote the illusion that global warming produces nothing but bad results. But actually, it turns out that the 2025 Atlantic hurricane season, which officially ended on Sunday, not a single hurricane made landfall in the continental U.S. this year. It is the first such quiet year since 2015. An average of around two hurricanes strike the U.S. mainland annually. You think this would be cause for celebration or at least curiosity about what role, if any, global warming played? Instead, there has been resounding silence. So we'll talk about that as well as the show continues. Let me tell you about my buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria. He's a great guy. And the reason why he is my family's dentist is because he is the best. And I only choose the best. That's the reality. Now, when other dentists are sending their patients to Dr. Mike, you know that they're onto something, because it's their reputation at stake. So you need to do what Mama Zioli did when she sent all of us to Dr. Mike Veneria and make your appointment today. All right. If you need an implant, he's the best of the best, truly considered to be unprecedented. No one better than him. So just make your appointment. Go to VeneriaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. There's two locations to serve you, in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. I would love for you to see him and get that beautiful smile that you deserve. All right. And you'll love the great people in his office. They take great care of you. The staff is wonderful. And of course, you may have dental benefits which are expiring. Don't let them expire. Reach out to Dr. Mike's office today and see if they can use them, all right, to help you out. VeneriaDental.com, VeneriaDental.com.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so as we talk about all the things today that we're talking about, we have tickets to give away for Dom Giordano. He's hosting Scott Jennings from CNN, and that's going to be coming up very, very soon. So that is going to be Colonial Theater, Phoenixville, PA, December 9th. So next week, next Tuesday, December 9th. And if you're a caller number 12 right now at 855-839-1210, you will get a pair of tickets to join Dom and Scott Jennings. 1210WPHG.com is where you go to get your tickets. All right. So do it today and you'll have a great time at that event. All right. Do it now. Caller number 12. Good luck to you. Good luck. All right. So I've given you kind of the big headlines of the day today, some of the bigger stories, and I'll get back into the pipe bomb story at 6 o'clock in case you missed that. But I also got into that as well. Democratic lawmakers are proposing new legislation to drastically scale back the detention of illegal immigrants across the country, which would also result in the release of any illegal immigrant who claims to be LGBTQ+IA, every letter of the alphabet, because and numerical symbol, because you don't want to leave anybody out, obviously, from that. So here is Cut 13. This is Representative Pramila Jayapal, Wednesday's press briefing. Take a listen.
We are here today to say enough. Our Dignity for Detained Immigrants Act has a remarkable, unprecedented 123 original co-sponsors. Before we've even introduced it, 123 co-sponsors, and it overhauls the detention system. It drastically scales back the use of detention. It ensures that every single immigrant who is in detention has their human and civil rights protected. Our bill also phases out the use of private for-profit detention centers. It prohibits the detention of children and families and makes it harder to detain primary caregivers and vulnerable people like pregnant women or seniors or workers who are whistleblowing on unscrupulous employers. It requires DHS to allow members of Congress to do our jobs and conduct those unannounced inspections that hold these facilities accountable. As an immigrant myself, who came to this country by myself when I was 16 years old with nothing in my pockets, now the ranking member of the Immigration Subcommittee in Congress, this bill and this issue is deeply important to me. And I'm going to do everything I can to push it to become law and to ensure that the kind of lawlessness that we are seeing today is never tolerated by the United States government again.
Okay, so let's understand now. It's basically a situation where everybody, and I mean everybody, can find a way to avoid being detained by ICE. They keep trying to find new ways to give these people a pass. They really do. That's what it is. That's what it comes down to. They keep trying to find ways to do that. They want everybody out. I just sent you guys a clip of Tim Walz. We have to play this. This is amazing. But speaking of Minnesota, so the fraud scandal here that is just it's outrageous how bad this is. Well, the Minnesota Attorney General, Keith Ellison, all this happened on his watch and Tim Walz's watch, were $1 billion in fraud. And this guy, the Attorney General, says there's nothing he would have done differently. Nothing. Nothing he would have done. Imagine that, $1 billion in fraud. All these people who needed money, all these kids who didn't get the money, all these homeless people, all these people that weren't helped. This guy, wouldn't have done anything different. Cut 14.
I do want to ask you about the fraud scandal. I mean, because the president's comments seem at least in part fueled by, or he's talking about this fraud scandal that we mentioned earlier involving that charity called Feeding Our Future. The vast majority of these 70 defendants charged in the case were Somali. For perspective, those are nearly 80,000 Somalis in the state. How much, critics have said the state officials, including you and the governor, did not act fast enough or quickly enough to investigate charges of fraud against the Feeding Our Future and did little to flag their allegations to federal authorities. I know you said it was the federal government that didn't move fast enough. Is there something you wish you had done differently?
No, first of all, the Department of Education denied claims when questionable claims were made about these meals. My office went to court, explained that to the court. A judge actually found the department in contempt for denying claims. And we cooperated fully and worked well with the FBI. We're glad that we took the action that we did.
Wait, we have that clip? I only have up to 21, so...
Yeah, Matt, instead of sending a new cut sheet, Matt only put the new added clips in the group text, not in a new cut sheet.
Oh, all right. I didn't see that. Where is that? I got to go back now. Oh, I see it. Okay, I see it now. Got it. All right. Now there's some added clips. God, I missed that text. Okay. All right, very good. So let's do a couple things then. First of all, Tim Walz, why would anyone admit this? Why would anyone admit this? I'm sorry, but you just would never admit this. In my opinion, you wouldn't admit this. But anyway, here's the governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz. Take a listen.
True. This creates danger. And I'll tell you what, in my time on this, I'd never seen this before. People driving by my house and using the R word in front of people. This is shameful. And I have yet to see an elected official, a Republican elected official, say, you're right, that's shameful. He should not say it. So look, I'm worried. We know how these things go. They start with taunts. They turn to violence. So deeply concerned.
So he's saying people were driving by his house and calling him the R word? I think that's what he's saying. I wouldn't admit that, man. I'm just saying. The vampiric one, Nancy Pelosi, admits that she was responsible. We played that one earlier. Ilhan Omar now saying it's not the fault of Somalis for stealing millions of dollars in taxpayer funds. This is cut 23.
First of all, federal prosecutors say 59 people have been investigated in these schemes so far. Americans at large stole tens of billions of forms of aid during the pandemic. All over the country. Minnesota's fraud scandal stands out, according to federal auditors. What are you hearing from investigators right now?
Well, I've been following the cases closely as they've gone through the courts, and we know that there are more indictments possibly coming. I think that number might go up to 73 is what I'm hearing.
Okay. Can you shed any light on why the fraud got so out of control in Minnesota?
I think what happened is that, you know, when you have these kind of new programs that are designed to help people, you're oftentimes relying on third parties to be able to facilitate. And I just think that a lot of the COVID programs that were set up, they were set up so quickly that a lot of the guardrails did not get created.
Now, obviously, whatever the ethnic group, the actions of a few dozen should not impugn an entire community of thousands of people.
And nobody's doing that. Nobody's impugning the thousands of people. That's spin by the left to try to obfuscate from the fact that these were Somali gang members who were basically doing this and ripping people off. I gotta share this story with you as well. This is really good. So, you know how we talk a lot on the show about the gender dysphoria nonsense and how we're all just winging it. What the gender doctors say in private at their conferences, closed to outsiders and the press, the gender clinicians allowed themselves to speak freely. They spoke about the boys who said they wanted to be girls and the girls who felt they were meant to be boys and the medical and surgical interventions that would make them appear as the opposite sex. The clinicians also discussed new procedures for a new type of patient, some of them adolescents who wanted to be made to look as if they had no sex at all. And one of the videos, obtained exclusively by the Free Press from the 2021 conference of the U.S. Professional Association for Transgender Health, Amy Penkin, a social worker with the Transgender Health Program at the Oregon Health and Science University, spoke about one such case and told the audience about Sky, who she described as an 18-year-old recent high school graduate who was living on his own for the first time and wanted to look like a Barbie down there, being asexual, never having had sex, and having no desire to have sex in the future. Didn't want to feel any pleasure, didn't want to feel any sensation, wanted to have the all of the erogenous zones, and body parts removed. I kid you not, that is literally what we're talking about with these people. And so these doctors admit at their conferences they're winging it. But here's the key, and this is the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria, Veneria Dental, two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. All right, do that today. Reach out to him, VeneriaDental.com, VanariaDental.com, VeneriaDental.com. It's all about the money. That's the bottom line. These people are making buku bucks. Oh, and by the way, the winner, Ralph and Broomall. Congratulations, Ralph won the tickets. Good for you, Ralph, to go see Dom and Scott Jennings together December 9th. Get your tickets at 1210WPHT.com, all right? 1210WPHT.com, and do that today. But good job, Ralph. Congratulations on being caller number 12. There'll be another ticket giveaway, possibly. I don't know. But if not, you should get your tickets just in case before it all sells out. All right? So do that. So these doctors are all winging it. These doctors are all making money. That's what it's all about for them. And everybody knows that. And everybody's aware of how this whole thing is a scam. We've talked to our buddy Gerald Posner about this in the past. And he said the exact same thing, too, which is that these drugs that these doctors are giving out, they know that these drugs don't do anything. They're terrible. They're not approved for this. They're very harmful for these kids. These butchering surgeries don't actually turn boys into girls or girls into boys, but they continue to go down this road. They're winging it. They have no idea, but they're making money. This is a half a trillion dollar a year industry, all in terms of the surgeries, the pills, and everything else. So that's why this is happening. It's all about money. It always is about money. Everything is about money when it comes to this stuff. And I mentioned this earlier, but we did not have a single hurricane this hurricane season. And this story from the Wall Street Journal about that, is it because of climate change? Is it because of global warming? And what's amazing about this is that there was a New York Times article in October highlighting hurricanes turning away from the East Coast, noting 12 named storms so far, but only one minor tropical storm brushing the U.S. This was framed as welcome relief, with the misses attributed to atmospheric steering patterns like the Bermuda high pressure system. Not once did the piece invoke climate change. The journalists seem to believe that climate change can cause only bad outcomes, but if warmer oceans energize storms, couldn't they also influence other meteorological phenomena that diverted this year's hurricanes harmlessly out to sea? No one ran the models to check. No professors lined up for quotes. And that's it. But if you dig into past coverage, you'll find climate framing in hurricane coverage dating back to the mid-2000s, trying to tie intense storms and active seasons to global warming. You remember Al Gore's movie, of course, where his climate doom movie all saying we're going to have worse storms and storms we won't be able to survive and storms that'll kill us all and everything like that. But when the data comes out and it shows the opposite of that, then they just don't do any studies to do anything. And that's what this writer refers to as attribution science, which is used to induce alarm, but ignored when it might contradict the message. There are essentially no studies that will attribute to global warming a cold wave made milder or never forming that could save thousands of lives. Yet there are plenty of studies that will tell you that one specific heat wave or another was made worse by global warming. So when you got people like Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg blaming the Syrian civil war in part on a drought caused by global warming, they never talked about the country's history of bad water management, a population that has grown exponentially, uprisings, political repression, religious and ethnic tensions, never. Never mind that the drought also affected neighboring countries, including Israel and Jordan, without resulting in civil war or other disruptions. Why is it that you don't hear that climate change likely increases dryness in, while it may increase dryness in Syria, it may also decrease dryness in many other places, including fragile and conflict-inflicted nations like Guinea, Sierra Leone, Mali, and Burkina Faso? If we say climate change partially caused one war, we should also say it partially avoided others. But this is her point. This is a she's a professor at the Copenhagen Consensus, which is a visiting fellow at Stanford University's Hoover Institution. Probably somebody who should get on the show, actually. There's no analysis around this because they don't want to discuss the potential positive benefits of climate change. And you can say the climate's changing without saying man is the reason why or humankind is the reason why, but they don't want to do that either. They just want to only focus on when they can say it's bad. And if they can't say it's bad, then they don't talk about it. They don't talk about climate change. That's what they do. That's the issue. Now, I know one thing, and that is climate change is definitely causing Taylor Swift and Jason Kelce to never have a fight, or Travis Kelce, right? Because that's what they said. They've never had a fight because their whole relationship is a gigantic psyop. That's my theory. Did you see that? They said they never had a fight, the two of them, Taylor and Travis.
I mean, when my girlfriend is, or fiance at this point, is worth one point.
Wait, you got engaged?
No. Oh. No. I'm talking from Travis Kelce's perspective.
Oh, you're from his perspective. Okay.
From Travis Kelce's perspective.
Mike, you buried the lead there, Justin. Holy cow.
I am way too broke to even consider that as an option.
I understand.
But,
yeah.
If my fiance was worth $1.6 billion, I don't think I would argue with her a single second of any single day.
Good point, especially when your football career is going to come to an end at some point, right?
Mm-hmm. Probably soon. Mm-hmm.
Probably yeah. Very soon.
Probably very, very soon. And she's your sugar mama. You're just going to go along. Yes, ma'am. Plus, he's also kind of a beta dude. So, you know, they don't really fight anyway. They don't push back. Just saying, you know. He's not actually like an alpha male. So, just pointing that out. Oh, okay. I got to take a break. We got a whole other hour to come. I'm going to give you the updates on the arrest of the Capitol Hill pipe bomber. But listen, Bob's Little Sports Shop, great way for you to do something really special for holiday people, for everybody on your list this year. Bob's gift cards. Bob's gift cards make an amazing gift. And for every $100 you spend, you're going to get $10 in Bob's bucks that you can use throughout 2026. So everybody wins. Your friends win and you win as well. I love Bob's Little Sports Shop and it is the place to go. I'm telling you, it's a great place. Family owned for 60 years in New Jersey. Bob's has been outstanding serving the community with the best selection of firearms, the best people. They've got the range and they can also host your holiday parties as well. How about that for something completely different and out of the box? Something you've never thought of before, having an event at Bob's Little Sports Shop. Now, no alcohol or drugs are permitted, but you don't need any experience. You don't have to be an experienced shooter. You don't need a firearms ID card. You just go and have fun and learn how to shoot because Bob's is all about creating responsible gun owners. They are my go-to place for all things Second Amendment. And I love that they stand for freedom and liberty. And I love that they will give you a wonderful experience, help you find the right firearm for you, help you with the licensing process, and of course, helping you learn how to properly defend yourself and use that firearm. So check out Bob's Little Sports Shop. Think about those Christmas gift cards. Those gift cards for everybody on your list. They make a great gift. For every $100 you spend, you get $10 in Bob's bucks. At Bob's Little Sports Shop, bobslittlesportshop.com. This ad sponsored by Bob's Little Sports Shop.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.